The Radio Memories Network is brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication, podcast publishing made easy, libsyn.com. That's libsyn.com. The Radio Memories Network welcomes you to the world of modern radio theater, an old medium revived for a new era, through the Radio Memories Network. Comedy, mystery, a fireside show.
Hi, everybody. This is Steve Wilson, and you're listening to Prometheus Radio Theater's latest installment. This week, we're bringing you the conclusion of the Superhuman Times episode, Risk Management. And because of Lance's very clever and well-thought-out writing...
Welcome to a world where powerful champions of good protected humanity from dark forces of evil. A world where good triumphed over evil, leaving the remaining superheroes and supervillains with, well, not much to do, actually. These are the stories of extraordinary people with extraordinary abilities, leading ordinary lives among the humans they once protected or threatened, as they all find themselves in superhuman times. Join us now as Prometheus Radio Theater presents Episode 3 of the Superhuman Times story, Risk Management. Last Times. A rare volume of Romani magic spells under the protection of sorceress Natalia Zone mysteriously vanished from its museum, despite high magical security. But Natalia's daughters, Violetta and Nicoletta, successfully deduced that the spellbook did not vanish, and was in fact turned invisible by their mother to test their investigative skills. However, when Natalia tried to make the vanished book reappear for the museum's curator, Professor Keller...
No, no, no. My God, it's really gone, Natalia.
The entire museum board knows you've been against my owning that spellbook ever since I funded the expedition that found it.
What are you implying, Mackenzie? I call you out of courtesy to spare both of us any negative press, and you march into my office and...
Mr. Mackenzie, if you're going to blame anyone, blame me.
No, blame me. My mother trusted me to make the security arrangements.
Which we were supposed to work on together, Vi. I let you and Mama down.
So much for engaging our agency to guard your collection, Mr. Mackenzie. I understand completely if you...
Now, my dear Natalia, that has nothing to do with... Tell me, have you seen the museum's portrait gallery? I'm always fascinated at how gifted artists can reveal their subject's inner nature. May I show it to you?
Girls, wait here in the office without... The professor. I think Mr. Mackenzie is going to reveal his true inner nature.
I was willing to offer you a considerable sum to retain your agency last night, Natalia, but thanks to our thief, that's no longer necessary.
Why would you want incompetent boobs like us to guard your collection?
You're Natalia's own. You command respect as a powerful sorceress and a leading security expert. I know you won't rest until the book is recovered. Who wouldn't want that kind of experience, tenacity, and prestige at their disposal?
You can't afford to hire me.
And you can't afford to refuse me. Even if the book is recovered, I can still raise a few very public doubts among the art world about the museum and your dear Albert. Think of how that might affect your reputation and your agency and those lovely daughters you put in charge of everything that's gone horribly wrong. Now, what do you say?
What was that?
Was that thunder?
Shook the wall. Look at the pictures.
Good Lord, was that an earthquake?
No, that was my answer. I need to speak with you.
About Mackenzie trying to blackmail you into working for him?
What? How the...
Violetta's got astral projection? I've got cameras.
Just as good.
For illegal surveillance, perhaps.
Read the sign on the front doors. All visitors are subject to video and audio recording on these premises. Anything our cameras see and hear in any gallery is admissible in court.
Did it catch the person who stole my book?
No, because we stole it.
What?
After you got home from your evening with Mackenzie and went to bed, I went back to the museum again. But instead of astral projection, I just walked in the door.
One of my doors.
Next stop on the Transdimensional Express, Museum Security. Watch your step, please.
9:35. If Bradford's schedule is right, it should be about 10 minutes before any of the guards come back from their rounds. Check that monitor.
Target acquired. One gallery with an empty display case.
Still think you can do it?
How do you think I used to sneak out of the house on nights Mama grounded me? Back soon.
But how will we stay in contact? Whatever. Okay. Scan the monitors. Watch for guards. No guards in the Romani gallery. Well, why should there be? Nothing's really been stolen. Yet. Oh my god. She did it! She actually created a dimensional portal inside my security shield for the display case. It let her magic through, just like it let Mama's. I really have to fix that. Now if... Oh, right. Two guards headed for the portrait gallery. They're right next door to you, Nix. Hurry, hurry, reach in, feel the book, and... No, what's she... Oh, that's good. Why fumble around by hand when you can just levitate it into the portal? Just levitate a little faster before...
Why you check the cameras and the...
Crap, it's Bradford. Come on, Nix. Where'd you go? Nix! Nix!
Hey!
Out! Now!
Jeez, welcome.
Brilliant.
Ballsy.
Sadistic. You almost gave the professor heart failure yesterday when he couldn't feel the book.
Oh, your daughters told me in Bradford about the caper while you and Mackenzie were in the portrait gallery.
And where is the book now?
And your sister.
Right here, Mama. What took you so long?
I hid the book in the same dimension I hid Mr. Jacoby, so I checked up on him, you know, and made sure he was happy. I mean, comfortable. Anyway, the book's right here. See?
No.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Mama!
Finally.
Let's get it back in the display case.
I'd like to inspect it first, if you don't mind.
Professor?
It's his book.
Hope you're up on your ancient Romani, Mr. Mackenzie.
You've read this?
Yeah, I looked through it briefly.
How could you read an invisible book?
Because my mother's a sorceress, I pop between dimensions, and my sister can look into souls. Duh. Anyway, Mama, you know what that entire spell book's for? Duplicating.
Huh?
Every spell in there is devoted to letting the user create replicas of different things. Plants, tools,
works of art.
Violetta.
It fits now. When I first met you, Mr. Mackenzie, I mentioned the time you loaned a museum a painting that was stolen while it was on exhibit. I found out later you received a hefty insurance settlement for that loss, but I imagine you were pretty gun-shy about loaning out anything else from your collection.
Then why would I allow the museum to exhibit this book?
It keeps your name in the papers, keeps getting you invited to the right parties.
The duplication spell makes me wonder. What if someone has the ability to clone rare works of art? They could loan the clones to the museums, pass them off as originals, and collect hefty fees for doing so,
while keeping the genuine items safely tucked away without ever displaying them. Isn't that fraud?
If it was loaned out and promoted as being a one-of-a-kind piece, it would be misrepresentation, at least.
This is pure...
That explains why you were only interested in hanging on to just that one spellbook.
And why you wanted to leverage me into protecting your collection. You wanted a backup in case you were unable to conjure your own spells, so you hoped to coerce me into conjuring them for you.
Ridiculous.
Want to see the instant replay in my office?
I don't think that will be necessary, Mr. Bradford. Even if Mr. Mackenzie succeeds in his spellcasting efforts, I doubt he'll get his copies past any museums once we alert them.
Touché, Ms. Zone.
Of course, you could enhance your reputation and let the museum keep the spellbook.
What?
And the money you paid for it.
What?
As a charitable, tax-deductible, and well-publicized donation.
On behalf of the museum, I accept your gift, Mackenzie. The spellbook, please.
Nice trick, Miss Zone, making Mackenzie disappear.
Professor, if you'll hand me the book, I'll put it back in the display case.
Maybe I better hold it. You two might try and boost it again.
Watch it, bub, or your next step will be into a dimension ruled by apes.
And I'll be on my way back to the office, Albert.
Before you go, I know you're terribly busy, Natalia, but I was wondering if... I figured since you took time out from your busy schedule the other night to join me for dinner, maybe you would join me at the exhibit's opening reception in 2 weeks?
Certainly.
You will?
Of course. You'll want us here to watch over the artifacts, won't you?
Well, yes, but I was hoping you might join me as my date.
Oh, I don't know, Albert. I've never been in a position where a client...
I understand. It makes you uncomfortable. That's okay. After our dinner, I just thought, what the hell? Take a risk.
Mama!
Oh, the girls need me. Excuse me.
Certainly.
Thank you, girls. I was just about to get
some.
Excuse me?
Did the professor ask you to the reception?
When you were with Mackenzie, he asked if that was okay with us. He's so cute.
We were discussing, risk management.
Yeah, right.
Is that why you stole the book, Mama? And why you never wanted us to find it?
Never wanted? How can you say that?
If we failed, you would have had the perfect excuse to stay hidden behind your desk for another 20 years. Maybe because Papa's disappearance isn't enough of a reason anymore?
That will be enough.
Yeah, we think so, too.
You've spent your life keeping people from getting hurt. We just never realized until now that you're one of those people.
Just because Papa vanished all those years ago, is that any reason to make the professor disappear? Just think about it before you turn him down, Mama.
Think of it as risk management. One of the many specialties we offer at Zone Defense Security. Love you.
Love you, Mama.
Natalia, is everything all right?
I'm sorry, Albert. I was just thinking about whether we should have dinner before or after the reception.
Prometheus Radio Theater has presented Episode 3 of the Superhuman Times story, Risk Management. Written by Lance Woods and starring Renee Wilson as Natalia Zone, Stephen H. Wilson as Professor Keller, Paige Strelan Center as Violetta Zone, Heather Mickelson as Nicoletta Zone, Eli Center as Security Chief Bradford, and Scott D. Farquhar as Everett McKenzie. Superhuman Times is created by Lance Woods. Risk Management was directed by Stephen H. Wilson and produced by Cindy Woods. This is June Swords for Prometheus Radio Theater.